From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. North Korea is sharply criticizing South Korea's live-fire artillery drills on the same island that was the target of a deadly shelling by the North last month, but says it will not retaliate. The BBC's Kevin Kim in Seoul reports North Korea is calling the drill, though, reckless military provocation.
The exercise went on for about an hour and 30 minutes. As part of the preparation for the exercises, residents were taken to bomb shelters due to fears that North Korea would strike back once the drills began.
The BBC's Kevin Kim. An emergency meeting of the UN Security Council aimed at preventing an escalation of tensions on the Korean Peninsula failed to produce any agreement yesterday because of differences over whether to blame North Korea. Susan Rice is the U.S. ambassador to the UN.
We still are awaiting firm, clear instructions from every capital. I think it's safe to predict that the gaps that remain are unlikely to be bridged.
But other diplomats say the Security Council may revisit the issue, possibly today. Debate on a new nuclear arms treaty with Russia resumes today in the Senate, with President Obama and Democratic leaders determined to bring the START treaty to a vote this week. GOP leader Mitch McConnell says, though, that he'll vote against the pact because he does not like rushing consideration of such an important measure. Democratic Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts, though, says the START treaty has been thoroughly debated.
We are looking at having more days of debate on this treaty than the START 1, START 2, Moscow Treaty, all put together.
A vote on cutting off debate on the treaty is expected tomorrow. Police in Britain have arrested 12 men in connection with a terrorism plot apparently aimed at targets in that country. The arrests were made in three cities today. Authorities say the plot was in its early stages when it was broken up. Heavy snow and frigid temperatures have been causing travel problems across Europe. London's Heathrow Airport will operate at only half capacity today. Larry Miller reports there are reasons that Britain is having more than its share of problems coping with the weather.
Many British roads remain snow and ice covered, and train services sporadic. Speaking to Sky News, travel consultant Simon Calder suggests why the UK is so badly affected.
We basically rely on a 19th century railway network, a kind of mid-20th century road network, and airports, well, frankly, which aren't fit for purpose in the 21st century. And most of the time, we actually get away with it. But then the cold weather comes along and catches us out, and we look ridiculous.
While politicians argue over who's responsible for the transportation breakdown, more snow has begun falling. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
More wet weather expected in California today. A lingering storm system has already dumped more than 7 inches of rain on parts of that state. This is NPR News from Washington. In Iran, riot police are on high alert today after subsidies for fuel and other products were reduced, causing prices to spike overnight. NPR's Peter Kenyon says so far, though, there have been no reports of any unrest.
Iran's president calls it economic surgery, the reducing of energy and food subsidies costing the government tens of billions of dollars a year. Security forces were heavily deployed around gas stations and key intersections as overnight the price of fuel jumped 400%, with monthly quotas imposed as well. Subsidy reform has long been planned but was delayed after the United Nations imposed another layer of sanctions against Iran for failing to abide by Security Council resolutions regarding its nuclear program. Nuclear talks that resumed this month showed no sign of progress. Another round of talks is due next month. But some analysts believe that public anger over the economy may put more pressure on the Iranian regime than nuclear negotiators ever could. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Dubai.
Today is the busiest day of the year for the Postal Service. Postal workers are expected to deliver more than 800 million pieces of mail today. Postmaster General Patrick Donahoe says there's still time to get cards and packages delivered by Christmas.
If customers get their cards and packages by Tuesday, December 21st, we'll get them delivered by Christmas.
Donahoe says the mail volume today is expected to be about 40% more than on a normal day. The Federal Communications Commission set to vote this week on controversial new rules that would allow internet service providers to ration access to their networks. The rules would bar providers from blocking lawful internet web traffic, but could open the way for them to manage network congestion and possibly charge customers based on their usage. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for